With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has expanded its targets in a spiraling war. It struck the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia, and Washington began to pull many staff out of the Middle East. In the Netherlands today, foreign correspondent Mike Corder says the U.S.-Israeli bombardment is not going over well with at least one international body.
Under long-standing international rules, one country can only attack another in self-defense or if it has approval from the United Nations Security Council. An attack without imminent self-defense justification or Security Council resolution is considered an act of aggression. Acts of aggression enshrined in the rules of the International Criminal Court include the bombardment of one state by another. But don't expect to see a case about the current Iran war anytime soon. The United States, Israel, and Iran are not members and don't recognize its jurisdiction.
Airspace closures across the Middle East have left tens of thousands of travelers stranded. In an interview with Sky News, traveler James Castle says on his return journey from the United Arab Emirates, he saw missiles exploding and buildings on the ground.
Over the weekends, just really, really stressful, really, really tense. Witnessing sort of missiles exploding above. We witnessed the port, a warehouse at the port go up.
And on the home front, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem testifying in the Senate in her first congressional appearance as a shooting death of two protesters in Minneapolis. She testified not long after a shooting at a bar in Texas.
The latest Democrat-led shutdown of DHS is reckless, it's unnecessary, and it undermines the American national security, and it harms the men and women who work at DHS and their families.
And Noem says Democrats are actually hurting her department's ability to protect Americans. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold for now.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's iconic painting, The Last Judgment, is getting a facial. A team of restorers is removing a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the Renaissance masterpiece since its last major renovation. Three decades ago, the cleaning operation expected to be completed by Easter. In the first week of April, the public can continue to visit the Sistine Chapel in the meantime. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The Mideast conflict is roiling global energy markets. Oil prices are up more than 6%. European natural gas futures are spiking more than 40% in the wake of the shutdown of a major supplier of natural gas. Gasoline prices on the rise in the U.S. AAA's current national average, $3.11 for a gallon of regular. That's up 11 cents since yesterday. Target reports another quarter of lower sales and profits as the discounter struggles to regain its footing in an environment where it has faced still high inflation and shopper boycotts. But the Minneapolis-based company does offer a solid annual profit outlook. A federal court has rejected the Trump administration's bid to slow the process of refunding billions of dollars worth of tariffs the Supreme Court struck down as illegal last month. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.